is boy minei. He has to shower like this from him. Maho sheyoyid odom pi'eshet chogon. You have your stepson, then you marry the wife that had a son from before, and that son got married. Can you say this now for the wife? And the gay to her, Rashi says, Anichse meluk shalor. She has her own property, she needs Eidus now, and you know that the property belongs to her. Are you kosher or not? The Moran says, the Surah Yarmi, Surah, they said, Losh like this, Baal Kishta, the Baal the Apostle, that a husband is like a wife, and a wife is like the husband. The same way the father cannot say Eidus on his stepson, the same way you cannot say Eidus to his wife, because his wife is Kishta. But from this Yarmi, from this, they said the same Losh like this, Isha Kabaila. A wife is like a husband, the same thing. The wife takes it like one. And therefore, since a father is also to say this to a stepson, the same way you can't say to the wife. The Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav Nachman, Minayin, how do we know this? Shoisha Kabaila, how do we know this klal, that anytime Sulim, a husband and a wife are equal, they're both mamash, the same person. To see the prophet says, Ervas Achi Avicha Leisigala, don't live with Achi Avicha, your father's brother, his wife. El Ishto Le Sikrav, don't go near his wife. Bedoschi, she's called your aunt. Taloi Eshet Beidahi, I really she's not really your aunt. All she is your uncle's wife. But she's not related to you. It's only him, your uncle. But his wife is a stranger to you. Nechlal, the apostle is teaching us, no, the Isha Kabaila, that the Meister, the husband, is your uncle. So therefore, the wife is considered like your aunt. Even though it's only an aunt through marriage, but that's this klal, ishtek gufay. For psulim, Eidus also would say this klal, ishtek gufay. Anytime the husband is a korafil, you're possible to say Eidus for the husband, you're also to say Eidus to his wife also. That's the klal, erva sachi avicha, te doschi, she sitted your aunt. Alright, turn off. Another one says, Ubal imai, and the husband of your mother, Ubal Imai, who he's possible to Eidus for you, or Benoi Bechosna, his son, and his son-in-law. So the Gemara, Benoi, Hainu Ochet, like his son, is considered like your brother. And you both have the same mother. He says, so your mother's brothers. What's the Chiddush? Yechub Shita. It's your brother from the same mother. Om Rabbi Yimiyo, Lo Nitzcho, but the Chiddush is, Ela Li Achei Hoach. To the brothers of the brother. Trash Acheyach, Ben Sheyesh Lebal Imai Mishachers, a son that the Bal Imai, that your husband has from another wife, your Pesmei, the Nei Shehu Achiyachim. He's your brother's brother. That's the Chiddush. It's like, you know, your mother married another husband, and he had a son from a different wife, and you're from the first wife, right? Like stepbrothers, right? Stepbrothers are all supposed to say this one to another. Eli Acheyach. You have Chizda, Achsha, Bechayach. No, it must be possible to Chizda. Chizda's no. Stepbrothers, since they have no Kuvala daddy, they have different fathers and different mothers, the Maisa then, the Psunga, the Ksherim, Achsha, Bechayach, he said a Koshna Chayadis one for another. Omalei said to him, Le Shmilecho, didn't you hear? Hod the Rabbi Yimia? What the Rabbi Yimia said, the Rabbi Yimia said no, the Psunga. Omalei, Le Shmile, yeah, I heard, but I don't hear like him. Kleimar, I didn't hear me, Kleimar, no, truly, I don't hold like him. The Yachir for the Gemara, so, if stepbrothers, Aksherim, if so, Haimu Ochis, so what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Mamash brothers from the same mother, by Baal Imai, means that your mother remarried, but the brothers are from the same mother, so the mother, again, that's Trita, that's the Chiddush, Trita, the brothers, Yachir, Haimu Ochis. The Gemara in the Konami, I'll tell you, Tony Ochis Minav. First, the Mishnah says two brothers from the same father, Absulim Yedis. Oktan Yachim Nain. It also says two brothers from the same mother, Zos Absulim. That's the Chiddush. You see, we will have later on, there's a man, the Yama that holds, by the mother, there's no Kuvah. And the Rambam talking about that, look at Yedis. That the only brothers from the same mother, there's no Absulim. At least Midiraisa. There's no Psul of the mother. The only Psul of Kuvah is only through the father. But here, the Gemara is not that. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is that you can have brothers from the same father, and brothers from the same mother, they also to him. Omer of Chizda, Chizda like this. Avi Chosin, the father of the Chosin, the Avi Kala, the Mechotanim. Is Midin Zeh, they're allowed to be Yedis together. Two Mechotanim. The parents, the Kala's parents, and the mother, the Kala's father, and the Chosin's father, they're Chosin to be Yedim. So they're not like one another. Russian. If they don't see, we've been missing our body. They're not like one another. That's the case. If we don't start the question of children, they become crazy until it's there. And the Kiachla, the Dom Rabbi, and the Kiachla Ladana. That's what she says. Can the goof for Hashem, the Dom and the Chavis? They only like Chavis for the barrel. But each barrel is different. So the kids to the food group, two different Mishpachis, and they're not Kiva. So therefore, the Mechatanim are showing to the Odis one for the other. That's the question of Achla, the Ladana, like a cover for the pitcher, for the barrel. Omar Rabbi, Barabachona. Mayid Odom Li'ishta Yarusa. A person is not a sages for his wife if he only had condition. He only made Erosin. He did not make Nisiyin. Is that what we say, Baal Ishta Kagufay, that your wife is like Gufay, she's possibly, you're possibly an aid for her, that's only after Nisiyin. But if you only make condition Erosin, he or she's Kshara, you're allowed to be after Aedis, the gay after your wife. No? Yeah. No, Arusa, so Bani Bani Sui, she's talking. Arusa's mother. Omer Ravina, no, a more than a lafuki mene. That's only to say, Adis, if you want to get away, Rash lafuki, take away from her. That's what the chayv law. The lishchayv lebao dina. That it's only, when are you remember to say, if you're saying something bad for her? Like you're taking something away from her. So, the chayv law heavy, calls the man, shle nefer. You're not called the chayv, so what calls the man you didn't marry yet? You didn't make the suyin. So therefore, if you're going to take something away from her, then we say you're not pursuing. You're not a current. Avalaluyah lo lem hemen. But the question, you want to give her something, you're saying hey, that she should keep it, then we say it's certainly your apostle. Why? Because even though right now you won't get it, she's only a rooster, she's not a nesuyah, but you have doubt to make nesuyah with her. So you have the neighbor afraid, your chash meshaki here, your current, because you know that eventually you're going to make nesuyah. And then you'll have Hanof in the property. You'll meet the parents. So therefore, right now, you're pestered for that Aedis. Hallelujah, Lord. If you want to say Aedis, that she deserves, receives property, for that we do not bleed the husband. Most of the law is not true, though. Loshna, Lafuki, Loshna, Leluya, Lemem, most of the Maskonas are like that. Neither both ways, a husband is not Nemem, even on his wife, is wrong in Arusa. Why? My back, what do you want to tell me? That what do you have me to say? That she's not called the Kohen to the Yom Rav Chiya Barami Mishmei Dula Ishtei Arusa. If you have a wife, you only make Kedushim with her, you don't make Nisuyin, and she dies, Me'onin. You don't have enough of an Onin. You're not asked if you're a Kohen, you're not asked for the Kachim, you have no Din Aninis if it's only your wife from Erosin dies. Lay Metamala, if you're a Kohen, you have no right to be Metamala to her. That's what a Kohen can be Metamala to his wife, it's only if you have Nisuyin. But Ishtei Arusa, it's same with Tamala. The same heat is same in the opposite way. If the husband dies, Leia Nemes, she does not have Hilchas Aninus, the Leia Matamala, and if she's a Kahanis, she also can be Matamala to him.
So let's see, what does Sevilla
Rashi say? Rashi just says, Ainu Mitzvah Lassasik Boy. She's not Mitzvah, you're right. She's just not Mitzvah. She doesn't have a Tzvah to take care of him. Like this, she'll have a Tzvah to take care of the husband. If it's only in Arusa, she doesn't have a Tzvah to take care of him. Mesa, if the wife dies, Ain't a Yashin. The husband is not Yashinah. May see if the husband dies, Gerdik Sabasa, she has the right to collect the Ksuba. So what do you see here? That if your wife is only in Arusa, she's not called a real wife, there's no real Kurva. So Mora says no. Hosam Bishayra Tala Rahmana. These halachas are totally in Bishayrai. Shayra means a real strong Kurva. That's only if in the Sunni, if you live with her. I can't love Shayrai. She's not called your real Shayra. You live with her. But Hosam over here from Sul Abis, the small is Mishim Akruve Daita. We're afraid you may lie for her because you're close to her, you like her. If so, we're equal for Daitala Gabo. Well, I said, since you marry her, so she's called Kov. And therefore, even though she's only in Arusa, you just made Kedushin, about this posture for her husband to say this upon his wife. Chogel about it. Now the Mishnah says that you have a stepson, you only saw the father to the stepson backwards, but not the children. Tell her about him. Chogel about it. A stepson only him, not his son. We have Yosiyayma Gisa. Yosi says no, a brother-in-law. We'll soon see what that means. The time you look like this, Gisa Levade, by your brother-in-law, only he is also to say this to you, but his son is Mutter. You have Yuduay Mechogra, Yudu says even a stepson also. My come, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me, you come, this is what it means to say. Chogra Levade, the Tanakam is saying that a stepson, only he is also to you, and Ruadin Legisa, the same thing, your brother-in-law, only he is also to you, but not his children. Tziyasa, Rabbi Yosef Lemeir. Rabbi Yosef won't say no. Gisa levadai. I tell you what, a brother-in-law, only he is also to you. Ruadin lechorgoi. And the same thing back, chorgoi is also, only he is also to you. So it comes out, they're both saying what? To the brother-in-law, only he is also, and not the son. So the Mori Allah Masnis, and that's what our Mishnah said, it's only Gisa. And now our Mishnah says, clear, not like this. Our Mishnah says, Gisa, brother-in-law, who will b'nai v'chosnoi, him, his son, and his son-in-law, is tzulen, is also to you. And so many, who does the Mishnah go like? Loy of Yudah, loy of Yosef, like neither of them. He told me they're both saying now that a brother-in-law, only he himself is possible, but not his son. The yellow rabbi also come. This is what the Mishnah, this is what the Brisa means here. Chorgo and Levada. Tanakh comes like this. Only a stepson do we say only he is possible and not his children. Ava Gisai, but a brother-in-law, no. Who will b'nei v'chosnei? A brother-in-law, his son-in-law is also possible to you. The Yasser of Yosef Lemeir, no, the opposite. That Gisai Levada, they're the same opposites. That only your brother-in-law, he is also. Ava Chorgoi, but your stepson he holds, who will b'nei v'chosnei? So therefore it's good, the Mishnah, at least the Mishnah comes out like the Tanakhama, that only Chorgoi is Levadoi, but a brother-in-law is a B'nai, is also Asa. So the Gemara, the Yelah, the Tanakh, the Chiyot, he learned, Shemay Novus, there are eight main Kuvas, that you have the sons and the grandsons also, and then the son-in-laws, in Shein Eskin, they have boys. 3 times 8, you get 24. The Chiyot, come on, who's it go like? Come on. Lekhev, yes, Lekhev, Yehuda. It's like neither of them, because the bronze above, you don't have eight. And also come, this is what it means to say, Chorgoi Levadoi, that Chorgoi is the only one. Avo Gisai, but by your brother-in-law, who will b'nei v'chosnoi? They are Tzulim. The Yosu of Yesu Lameyma, Gisai Levadoi, the Koshechein Chosnoi. And he holds Koshechein Chosnoi is only him and not the rest of them. O Masnissin of Yudah and Echamdra, the Mishnah goes according to Yudah. And Brice of Yesin, and the Brice goes according to Yesi. But our Mishnah goes according to Yudah, then you do have eight. It's only Chorgoi that has one, but the rest of them have them and their children and their son-in-laws. Omer Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rav Yosi. Back a Paschal like Rav Yosi, that Gisa Levadoi, the Kol Shechein Chorgoi, that we talk a Paschal, the Gisa is also only himself and not his son. Halacha K'Rav Yosi. Now, who matanta, there was a Shtar Matana, there was a Chassim Yolor Trey Gisi, that two brother-in-laws were Edom, they signed on the Shtar. So who, the Shtar is possible? You have two brother-in-laws signing, they're possible to be Edom. We have before. Not only the apostle one to another, but the apostle to face other people. The Sabbath of Yosef Lachshurei. The Yosef is the same over the Kasha. The Yom of Yudah, Mashallah, Grab Yosef, Hakam Grab Yosef. That what the Chorgoi, only they are also. Or the Gisei, only he is also. Only Abai Mimai, the Grab Yosef, the Masnissin. The Machshir, the Gisei. Then we have Yosef, the Bryce, the Psilu, the Gisei. Maybe we pass with the Bryce, that holds this apostle. Lo Yisagadaitach. The Yom Mashumach, the Grenam, no, Pinchas. It means like me and Pinchas, they have the Achai, the Gisei. Like my brother-in-law.
So yeah, maybe it's only a brother to a brother-in-law, but not two brother-in-laws that are apostle. So I didn't know what to say. He meant to say two brother-in-laws apostle. I didn't want to say, Rabbi Gisha Diyama, Shafa Dhamma, maybe. So I said, no, but Duma, he meant to say, when I know Pinchas Mishum the Gisha Kama. He just meant to say like a lesson of brother-in-laws, but not a brother to a brother-in-law, but maybe even two brother-in-laws, one to another, also apostle. So then the apostle, Amalai said to himself, Zil Kani Abedim Sira. You know what? Don't use the Shtar the way it is, but make it, give it over in front of Edom. Make it like, according to a Kreblazer sheet to it, Edom Sira, Edom Sira Kasi. So there's no, Rami Ababa, maybe Rablazer, Mazuch Mosechoi. Rablazer also agrees though, that if it's Mazuch Mosechoi, inside the Sira's Pesel, it's no good. And here, Shu Pesel, here inside the Edom that signed up Sulim. Only he said, listen, Zil go out, they don't let me give it to you. This star is possible. You cannot use this star. You have to have a kinyan, another type of a kinyan. All right, we'll stop here.
Yes, we're holding Daf Chof Chesam Abayz, the bottom Gemara. The Abiyudoyna. And our Mishnah Abiyudo says that by craving, that's what we say after the Korv dies, that they become Mutter. If you just says a chiddush, if you hold a filu meisa bito, v'yesh loy bonim mimeno hareza korv. Well, you have a son-in-law, like you had your daughter got married. Suppose the son-in-law is a relative to you because of your daughter. Let's say your daughter dies, so posha then he becomes mutter. You're not a korv anymore. If you just says a chiddush in the Mishnah, let's say they had children though, even though your daughter died, but your daughter gave off children, so since you have children from your son-in-law is still called a karev to you. You're still also to be a neighbor, to be a dayan. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Zemar says, Omer Rav Tanchim, Omer Rav Tavl, Omer Rav Bruno, Omer Rav, halacha karev Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Omer Rav Nachman, ain't halacha karev Yehuda. No, we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, your brother, your son-in-law is only also calls the man your daughter's alive. But when your daughter dies, your son-in-law is not a karev anymore. You're smutter to be edus or to be a dayan. And the chayin omer rabba bar machon omer b'yechanon ain halacha karev Yehuda. We do not pass on karev Yehuda. And ikad imaster lo, some learn loho the rabba bar machon aho. Some learn that the rabba bar machon said we pass on like on this halacha. That it says, ezu dorash rabbi yosi aglili. This is what rabbi yosi aglili darshan. That the pasuk says, ulbo se'el ha-kahanim ha-leviyim v'yel ha-shoifet ha-shiyyah b'yom ha-mehim. You should come to the current of labor to the shoifet, that will be at your time. The question is, v'chisala ha-daitcho, would a person think in his mind, shodam ho-lech eitzol shoifet, sh'loi ho-yi b'yomov, that a person will go to the shoifet that's not at his time? Could a person think that way? El-azeh sh'ho-yi, so what is the pasuk telling us, that you should go to the shoifet that's at your time? So it means to say it like this, Elazeh Shehoi Karev, that once he was your son-in-law, and therefore when he was your son-in-law, that dying is possible to be a dying for you. He can't be a shreifet for you. But v'nisrachik, but now your daughter died, now the son-in-law is not a Karev for you anymore, so he's mutter to be a dying for you. That's what the Mishnah means, that's what the pasuk means. So also the same thing, we do not pass on Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabba Bavachon Om Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha Rabbi Yosef Lili. We take a pasuk like Rabbi Yosef Lili. At any time when the karev dies, so now they're not a karev to you, she is mutter to be a dayin. Mara says, B'nei Chamua, the Demar Ukva. Ma'ukva's father-in-law's children, his sons, which was really his wife's brother. So Kol Zeman Mar Ukva was married to his wife, her brothers, are also to say, to be a dayin. So,